I'm Sean Crawford on today's NPR Illinois State Journal Register Business Report. The city of Springfield trying to avoid going to court over its rules on panhandling. A bank branch is closing and an urban food market is opening. We'll talk about that and more. I'm joined by Tim Landis, business editor for the SJR. Tim, let's start with the panhandling lawsuits against the city of Springfield. Refresh my memory of where this stands at this point and what is the city hoping to avoid by not going to court?
Well, we're actually talking about two lawsuits. One was filed challenging a 2007 ordinance that defined panhandling as a verbal request for money. That was challenged based on free speech constitutionality issues. The second court lawsuit was against an ordinance approved last fall. It was a 5-foot privacy zone. Now, those are both pending in federal court, and it's not uncommon, but what is happening actually on Friday, the two sides will sit down with a federal magistrate to see if they can perhaps mediate some sort of settlement here, short of going to what both sides would say it will be a probably fairly lengthy and expensive court fights.
Is there some type of common ground that they can reach on this? Because certainly the city would like to see less or no panhandling in the downtown area of the city, and that's not necessarily where the other side's coming from. Is there some type of way to have some resolution on this?
This is a very difficult issue to define, and what is aggressive panhandling and what is just a simple request for assistance. So that's the kind of things they will be talking about. And this is also taking place in the last few months. There's been an increase, at least from downtown merchants, complaints about aggressive panhandling. And one of the results has been increased police patrols downtown. Now, they say that's has eased the problem, but this is something that's been going on for years. And again, they're looks like they're trying to come up with some sort of common approach to this.
Well, there's a new business going to be opening, an urban food market in Springfield. What makes this different from any other market?
Well, this is something that planners have been talking about for years in the downtown area, is some type of small grocery store that would carry the basics, bread, eggs, milk, meat, some personal products. And also they'll be carrying a selection of wine and beers. Now, the idea is to serve downtown residents. There's the Springfield couple, Jenny and John Loftus, will be opening Milk and Honey Fresh Market probably in the next week or two in the 200 block of South 6th Street. And they're going to try to tap into what they believe now is a downtown market of residents and workers for a small grocery store.
And that's sort of been the, you know, pardon the pun, but a chicken and egg type thing, because it, you know, there has to be enough people living downtown on a regular basis to support this business. A lot of people don't want to move to the downtown area unless they have access to food like this.
Well, that's a good point. They're counting on some fairly recent additions to the downtown market, some apartments that have opened in the last few months. And they will tell you they're not counting on people driving downtown to pick up eggs and milk. They think they will get that crowd living downtown or workers who need to pick up a few things on the way home. This is something of a test. They have signed a one-year lease for this space to just see how it works out.
And finally, Chase Bank and its longtime branch on North Grand Avenue, that branch is now closed?
They closed it last month, and this is part of a larger national cutback of about 300 branches before the end of the year. And representatives of Chase Bank tell us it's just a result of people don't go to branch banks as often as they used to pick up checks or make deposits. There's a lot of customers going to online banking. So they are consolidating that operation with their downtown branch. And also some of the employees have relocated to other branches. They don't expect any further cutbacks, by the way, in the Springfield market.
That's Tim Landis. He's the business editor for the State Journal Register. Read the latest stories he's working on daily in the SJR.